Thank you, Judy. Well, here we are back again in many ways. Lockdown. but, you know, I don't think it's a mistake, actually, as we recognize the work of the enemy, that it was proclaimed on October the 31st, being Halloween and all the rest. So this is the work of the enemy, the ultimate work. I'm not saying the lockdown per se, but the whole thing that's going on, we know, is of the enemy, and God is using it and has allowed it to work his purposes and his beautiful plans to bring life, to bring healing, to bring light. So I think I was struck, in a way, I have to just say that as I've been sitting here, God is somewhat changing my message. So this is a little bit on the fly, guys. So I'm just going to trust God that he will guide. And I'm assured that he will. So I think that when Adrian mentioned the fourth cup, the cup of praise, I just heard the Lord say in a way that this message needs to focus, although the other one did as well, but needs to focus on Jesus and what he's done and who he is, and just to give him the honor and the praise and the glory, because all things are from him. All things are to him. And so we just thank God that in the midst of all that's going on, not only in this nation, but in the nations, God is bringing, Jesus is bringing into unity what he has predestined to do in the end days. He is bringing all things into unity under him. Now, as yet, we don't yet see it, but he is doing it, and he is working mighty things in the heavenlies. So I just really feel to focus once again on what Jesus has done for each individual believer, that he has made the way open for us to move in freedom, in life, and in the light of him in our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, consecrating and making you pure and holy, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we know God has created us a three in one, as it were, just as he is the Godhead, our three persons in one. He is also created people to be a three in one. Now, obviously, the body, the soul, and the spirit that we all are so integrated that each part does and can affect the other part. But what Jesus has done on the cross is that he has brought our spirits into unity with the Holy Spirit. So we have this one spirit of life living within us, in our spirit man. And God's intention is that the body and the soul come under the spirit. And when you think about prayer or anything of the Lord, the spirit is always willing. Of course, the spirit is always willing. The spirit says yes. When it's time to pray, the spirit says yes. The body thinks, well, maybe. And the soul thinks, oh, I've really got something else to do. And, you know, so there's this whole pull all the time between the spirit, the body, and the soul. But God's intention is that we so build the spirit up, our spirits are so strong in him, that the spirit is the leader. The spirit says to the body, you will. The spirit says to the soul, come into line, be transformed. And so we can see that constantly God has made a way through the cross. This is all done through the cross, through the victory of Jesus, as we apply it to our bodies and to our souls, and our spirit rejoices with us, as it were, as we consider the finished work of the cross. And I was considering actually that when we come into, especially into the place of prayer, but it happens all the time, the enemy attacks all the time our identity. So that is who God says I am. You know, we sang that lovely, beautiful chorus song earlier. I wear the royal robes that I don't deserve. Quite rightly, we don't deserve them. But the enemy would constantly put on us this imposter syndrome. You know, that we carry an imposter syndrome around with us, that you really, this is where you ought to be, but you're really not measuring up. And it's a matter of really speaking into the soul area and letting our minds be transformed. Obviously, we are transformed and washed by the word of God. So the more we are soaking our minds with his word, and I don't, yes, reading it, but we just, to read it is good, to read it is great, but we need to stop and allow the verses that the Spirit of the Lord highlights, stop and start to soak it in, really soak it in, read it again, the same one again and again and again, read it and allow it to go from the head into the spirit and allow the soul to be transformed. So when we pray, we're praying with faith because we're saying the word of God says it. This is what the word of God says. And therefore, my faith is connected to your word, not just as something that's wonderful in the word of God, but that word is now alive in me. It's now transforming my thinking. So when I think of a situation, it's not through the old man. It's not through the lens of the world or who I used to be. Even though some things may be well ingrained in me, I've got to stop and say, I don't think like that anymore. Jesus says this, and therefore I declare my thinking to come into alignment with his word. So before we read the word, we say, Lord, let everything that is in me come into perfect alignment with your word by the power of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, it's all his work. We are his workmanship. Nevertheless, our yieldedness allows him to really do the work that he wants to do. So our mindsets are slowly being transformed. I really began a quest, an inner quest, a couple of months ago. I began a quest and I said to God, you have to enable me to separate what comes from my soul and what comes from the spirit, because I do not want a mixture. You know, it says even in the Old Testament, under the Levitical law, God did not want a mixture of wool and linen. It wasn't for the fact of wool and linen. It was for the fact that he does not want a mixture in his people of what is of him and what is not of him. We need to recognize, now obviously we live in this world and we take on the stuff of this world, but we don't live under this world. We live under the Spirit of the living God. And as long as we recognize when my soul starts to agree with the world and the devil, because he's in charge of the world, I've got to stop. I've actually got to stop and say, this is not of God. This is not the way he runs the kingdom. It is not the way he wants me to think. So I refuse that thought. I don't come into line with that thought. I refuse it. And I go back to you, Lord, and I say, your word says this. So let what is in me come into alignment. And I keep praying and I keep praying until I start to feel a shift. And it's the same with the body, of course. The body loves the comfort, you know, loves everything that just makes it feel good. feel comfortable, that's the body. All good. I mean, you know, God gave us a body and that's good. But when the body does not want to do something and the spirit is saying, do this, and the body says, nah, because hey, to the body, you will. Let the spirit of the Lord speak to our bodies and speak to our souls. It's obviously a process. I mean, we don't do this overnight. It's a process. But nevertheless, as we continue with him and press into him, we're gaining more in God. And I'm finding little by little, again, it's a process. Something God is doing in me is making me sharper. And that's just soaking in him, in his word, and saying, Lord, I need more. I need more of you. And the whole quest of each and every one of us, I believe, is more of you, Jesus. We sang that song, actually, didn't we? The one thing I desire is more of you, Lord. And that comes as we bow the knee in every area of our lives. None of us says it's easy, of course, because, you know, the body and the soul tend to gang up on the spirit. There is this unholy alliance between them, and we have to say, you come into line. And the more we speak and we say no to the when the body wants to come into, when the body or the soul wants to do things that are in opposition to the spirit of the Lord, we say we agree with the spirit. It's where our agreement lies. We agree either with the soul and the body and the flesh and the world and the devil, which always is, the pulling in our inner souls always happens, the agreement with the Spirit of God. And I was thinking of Jesus, and I was thinking of how he lived this on this earth as a man. God gave him a body of the Holy Spirit living within him. So we are exactly the same. He was exactly the same as us. We're exactly the same as he was when he lived on this earth. He didn't live on a higher, on a different sphere. He didn't. But he had to work his way. He said he learned by obedience to walk according to the Spirit. It's exactly the same with us. And he said to us, the works I have done, you will do greater works, not necessarily quantity, or maybe quantity, in as much as he has done, so we will do. And because there are more of us than just the one of him, it will increase in the quantity. I believe God wants to do, even in this lockdown, we must not think darkness on our own, isolated. We're to think pressing into God. We're to think more of you, Jesus. And who knows who God would somehow enable us to communicate with. That very one who needs to hear something, whether it's on Zoom or whether it's whatever means God wants, there is the opportunity not to be of the mindset, I'm now closed in. I don't believe God wants us to do that with you, Lord. We've had a previous lockdown. That was a good season. Hard, I'm going to say it was easy, hard in many ways, but you taught me so much. This is another good season, another good, different, something more, something higher, something deeper, so that when we come out of this, even if it's a month, what can God do? God can do over and above that we think in 1 minute. He can give us a revelation. So what can God do, whether it's a month or it's longer, we don't know. What can God do? So I really feel that we speak words of life to our own souls, our own bodies, as well as to anyone God brings us into contact with. We are life. And the world needs to see and hear life. So yes, we may be shut away for a time, but life continues. God is, the word of God is not fettered by any means whatsoever. And he has ways and means. I really have in a sense that are beyond that we can think or imagine right now. God has a purpose in this lockdown for his own. And whether we're to pray for the lost, that may well be a big part of it. God has a purpose that we are to lock into and lock into him and say, Lord, speak to my heart through your spirit. Remember now that we are one spirit with the Holy Spirit. Speak to me what you want to do now and what you want to do in the future, in me and through me. I do believe God wants to tell you, wants to tell us. This purpose is not just for a month, but God wants to speak words of life and revelation and truth and an expansion in our thinking, an expansion in the way we view things. So I'm asking God, if I think I know anything, Lord, just let me know I know nothing. And that's the truth. After 40 odd years, whatever it's been in God, I'm saying to him, God, I don't know anything. I really want to know who you are in reality. I want to know what you're saying to me now and what you're speaking into my future and the future of our fellowship and this town and this area. What is it you're saying, Lord? And we need to hear. This sometimes takes time. We need to hear through the word of God. God speaks through his word. Primarily, he speaks through his word. And the Spirit of the Lord enlightens it to us. So I don't have this very long and an amazing message, but I just needed to share that the Lord has said to me as we were meeting today, this is a time of opportunity. And change our mindsets. Do not let our souls and our bodies slump under what the devil intends, what the world is saying. Here we hear the news, but that's not, who said that? It was either Graham or Adrian. It's not, we hear the facts, but it's not the truth. It's not the truth. Come into the truth of what God is saying right now, and that is life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is life. And it's up to us whether we choose that way, whether we choose to say life and liberty, Lord, or we just think, oh, you know, this is another dark day. No, it's not a dark day. You have the light of Christ in you. I have the light of Christ in me, in our homes, and he wants to shine. So let's let Jesus shine. He will choose the way he wants to shine at this time, but he wants to shine. So whether it's just to illuminate us or whether it's us and others. So that's what's been on my heart. Wow. Only since we began worshiping. So so I'm sorry if it's a bit jumbled and mumbled. So I do apologize for that. But it was just what the Lord just was speaking to me as we were worshiping. It was somewhat different to what I had put down. So praise God. But there is something that I believe God really wants us to hear and to watch. And I asked Graham to download it for us. And it's this, we did sing it. I know that Tamsin led us into this worship song a couple of weeks ago. But this guy who's John, is it John Wilde or something? I think it's John Wilde. This chorus has, I think, like two sentences to it. And they spent 19 minutes on two sentences. But the anointing, because it passes from your head to your spirit. And it goes beyond what you beyond right now, and it reaches all the way to the cross, and it brings the cross to life into our own hearts. That's what it did for me, and I'm sure it will do similar to you. So if that's all right, Graham, we could maybe hear that now. It's about 90 minutes, guys, but it's beautiful.
I can't hear it.
There's no sound in the gram.
Can't see Graham. Can anyone hear it?
No, there's no sound at all coming through.
Can you sing it, Rosemary? I can't hear it.
You definitely wouldn't want me to sing it, Suzanne, I promise you.
Are you not hearing the audio?
No.
Oh, hang on.
No audio is coming through.
It's possibly because I got it set up for the hall.
Ah. It's tough, isn't it? With all this change of tech, it's difficult.
It looks like it's okay. Audio settings. Try again. Thank you. hearing it.
You
thanks, Graham. We're hearing it then, Graham, for a minute. Graham, it was clear at one point and then it went again.